Well, hey there, this is Deb's Horoscopes Lady, and it's May 9th, 2007, and this is a sidereal horoscope radio show. What does that mean? Well, it means I look at the planets against the constellations, not by the seasons, which is what most all tropical astrologers here in the West do. What does that mean for you? That means you can get amazingly more accurate information, and where this is actually a part two show today. We are doing a Mother's Day gift using the sidereal horoscope, of course. Last week, we went Aries through Leo mothers. And again, this is sidereal, and I'll give you those dates. This week, I'm going to talk a little bit faster and get through Virgo through Pisces. Today, for instance, the sun is actually in 24 degrees of Aries. It has not gotten to Taurus. If you could see it through a telescope, it would still be in the constellation Aries. And you know this yourself. You'll say, well, gee, you know, those Taurians born at the beginning of May, they're not like the ones, or the end of April, beginning of May, aren't quite like the ones that are born, you know, after the middle of May or something. And that's because if you were born anywhere before, you know, May, depending on the year, May 12th, 13th, or 14th, the sun was still in Aries. And if you had a mom like that, man, she moves out quick, much quicker. If you missed the first part of this show, Aries through Leo, you can always go to the BBS archives, and they'll have the show there. The other thing you can do is you can go to searchbythestars.com, that's searchbythestars.com, and put in anyone's birth date and year. If you know those two things, you'll get information pops up. I'll tell you what kind of gift that they will like. If you are interested in your sidereal horoscope and see how it compares with your Western tropical horoscope, you can get a free weekly one at mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com. All right, let's start with moms who have their son in Virgo. I'm looking at September 16th to October 17th. You'll notice when I give these dates, there'll be a little bit of overlap. And again, that's because the planets and the sun, for that matter, they really don't care about our calendar. They don't care about leap year. They don't bother to check with the international dateline. So if your mom was born, or your wife, or whoever you're buying this gift for, if she was born the day before, somewhere around that, you're going to want to listen closely to see which personality sounds more like hers. Again, though, if you go to searchbythestars.com, and put in that information, it will pop up for you automatically, so there's no guesswork. Anyway, if you've got a Virgo mom or lady to buy for, that's September 16th to October 17th, and I'm reading from the book here, Gift Giving by the Stars. That's Gift Giving by the Stars. Sun and Virgo, information feeds their soul. Then they take that knowledge and build something with it. Any gift that helps that process will have them kicking their heels with joy. Quality matters here, but only if it serves a purpose or enhances its function. They aren't impressed by big names unless that name is a stamp of excellence. Craftsmen all who enjoy improving themselves, their environment, their minds. Any gift that you can attach the adjective practical to is good. You know, Virgos get kind of a bad rap about being picky. You know, they're picky. What it is, it's they're constantly about improving, and they don't mind improving themselves. They just that is, you know, they're like busy beavers. They're just constantly, okay, let's make this a little bit better. Let's refine this. Okay, I did this year. Next year I'm going to this level. And that's kind of nice. You've got a mom with that birth sign, then she, you know, you already know what her project is. You already know what direction she's going in. She's not afraid to tell you. So you can always get her something that helps along with that. And she will be tickled to death, particularly if it's practical. These moms don't particularly like dust collectors unless, and here's the second part of this, I don't just use the sun when I'm talking about gifts. I also use where the Venus is. Now, Venus can be in one of five signs for any sun sign. It only gets 45 degrees away from the sun at any time of the year. So if you have a sun in Virgo, but Venus in Cancer. And that is something you're really going to have to check either with a sidereal astrologer or with searchbythestars.com, because there's no way just to tell. It'll change from year to year depending on where the planets are whirling around the sun exactly. All right, if they have Venus in Cancer, you'll know, because even though she's very practical, she's extremely emotional, particularly with gifts. For these folks in particular, think home, hearth, and memories. If they can build with it, cook with it, or display pictures, oh, these moms have lots and lots and lots of pictures. That's a good gift for them. Any memorabilia, something that reminds them of something you all did, you can give them a photo album filled with things that you all did together over the years or just recently. They'll absolutely love it. Sun in Virgo with Venus in Leo, more so than the other Virgos, if they have a Venus in Leo, flash and shine is going to matter a little bit more. They want to see that gift wrapped nicely. They're not being picky. What it is, it celebrates life. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel like you spent, you know, more than a couple minutes for it. Please wrap their gifts. Do not throw them in a gift bag. You know, just get it. Get yourself some tape, you know, get yourself some ribbons, and just take 10 minutes and do it right. It'll make them so happy. They need things that make them feel like they're alive and that they're going, I don't care how old they are, but that they're going to be alive. If she's 89 years old, she'd probably like a jogging suit, okay? You know, something that says, okay, I'm vital, I'm healthy, and I don't care if, you know, I keel over on the golf course, I'm going to look good when I do it. Sun in Virgo with Venus in Libra. Practical takes on an expanded meaning here. They want it to be beautiful, too. This is truly the crowd that notices. If you got a mom that's doing upholstery or carpentry or sewing clothes, this is the one that's going to put in that little extra detail, that little extra swirl. She probably does decoupage, or when she's painting a room, she'll go ahead and make sure she gets the border in around the edges, or does a little stenciling just to make it a little bit prettier. So any tools that can help with that, or any books that can convey that type of information, how to do that type of thing, you know, make something more beautiful, or for heaven's sakes, just, you know, pick mom up and take her to a museum or something where they're teaching how to do that craft or demonstrating how they, you know, how they put the gilded paint down or something. A great afternoon for you guys to spend together, and something, she'll enjoy the information, she'll enjoy the beauty, and of course she'll enjoy time with you. Sun in Virgo, Venus in Scorpio. They're a hoot. I say this because I know so many of them. They really do mark their progress, and they want to know how well they are comparing with themselves, not necessarily anyone else, but with themselves from one year or one level to the next, These are moms that want to know how fast their heart is beating, how many steps did they take a day. You know, they've got, I'm thinking of one in particular, you know, just wears a pedometer. And, you know, just loves the fact that, you know, she runs up and down the stairs, you know, 18 times a day or whatever it is, and how many steps she's getting in a day without feeling winded. They are also emotional, and if they can create or relive an emotional experience, they'll appreciate that. So if you've got videotapes, yes, or not videotapes, I guess DVDs, of, you know, a trip that was taken, or if she's got grandchildren, for heaven's sake, send this woman a DVD, particularly if it's moving, with her grandchild doing things. And particularly if, you know, you visited the grandma or whatever, and you've got pictures of you guys together, she will so cherish this. All right, if she was born with a son in Libra, now when I'm saying Libra here, I am talking about October 17th to November 16th. And again, if someone's born around the end dates there, around October 17th or November 16th, please check that. Once again, the sun does not care about leap year or anything else. But you'll know this type because they're an amazing group of people. They are naturally beautiful. And I don't know how to describe that except... And it's funny, I know, you know, lots of Libras, one of which actually had a broken nose as a child, But when you see her, there is a, I don't know, it's just, it's almost this ancient Greek quality, I guess, that comes out of this beauty that just comes out of her. They know how to hold themselves. They know how to, just naturally from children. Design is noticed. Style is noticed. And it's appreciated. They're very social. They do like to entertain, even though they don't say they do. It's so funny. Some of them are like, oh, I don't want to go to a fuss. Well, their idea of going to a fuss is mean they've got to fix, you know, dinner for more than 25 people. I mean, they're just, they're natural entertainers, and they really enjoy that. So with these moms, you're going to want to dress it up a little bit. You know, take her to tea. Take her or have her, you know, at her house. Everybody come over and, you know, do something social. Not just eating, but play games or something. Interaction. Language is important to these people. If your mom has Sun in Libra and Venus in Leo, attractiveness is really, really important. These are the ladies who are going to notice, okay, I did want to ask for linen napkins, not paper napkins. Or if they're paper napkins, can they please have a design on them? Something extra special that really sets the day off. They're really going to notice even more so than other Libras, are the colors coordinated? And again, you know, so many kids will say, gee, my mom's so picky. It's not that she's picky. You know, you can say that about anybody, but we only consider people picky when, you know, we don't know exactly either what they want or why they want it. The reason these women want these things is because it's a lovely expression of life for them. It makes them happy. It gives them joy. You know, for everything life is, and life is wonderful. I'm one of the first things, you know, when people say to me, how are you doing? I say, life is good. And doesn't matter what's going on that day, because any day I get up on this side of the grass, as far as I'm concerned, life is good. You know, you got one more chance. You got, you know, just unlimited opportunities to make the day better. So if she's got the Sun in Libra and that Venus in Leo, she's really, really going to want to celebrate life. She doesn't care if the gift is over in 10 minutes. The memory has got to wow her. So for this person, you could actually give her fireworks, you know, have a firework display or have a, an ice sculpture. Something's going to melt. She doesn't care. As long as the memory that she can keep with it is a big wow. Sun in Libra with Venus in Virgo. Okay, you'll know this mom because she's constantly busy. And I am so completely over, you know, perfectly normal people saying, well, she's a little AC, or not AC, not ACDC, that's something else, OCD, you know. I'm thinking, why? Because she's busy? Because she can actually do more than two things at once? Because she can juggle and do magic tricks? These are people, their minds and hands are busy, and that's good. If you know some of these people, they probably either knit, gather wool, do some sort of craft thing constantly. The worst thing is when they don't have a project or something that they can create or whatever. So, you know what it is and, you know, just follow through it. Improvement is a theme in their life. And as much as the Sun and Virgo, except they're not improving for the sake of sheer improvement. They're improving to make it more beautiful, to make it more pleasant. Different reason, but the same. You can give them the same types of gifts along those lines. If you do know one that knits, give her, you know, Angora yarn. Give her cashmere yarn. Give her things that she can make more beauty out of life. And the same thing, you know, if she cooks, give her the little sets that help her make, you know, flowers out of vegetables or something. It just makes it more beautiful. And when she serves it to you, and since she's your mom, she's going to want to, you know, fuss over it, appreciate it, notice it, and take her to places that are also going to give her that kind of detail. If she has Venus and Libra, so you got double thing going on here, you have Sun and Libra and Venus and Libra, beauty for its own sweet sake is a reason enough for the gift. Now, that's straight out of the book, that sentence. Beauty for its own sweet sake is a reason enough for the gift. You can give them something utilitarian because, you know, so many moms, once they reach a certain age, they'll say, I don't need one more dust collector, but make sure it's pretty. If you're going to give her garden tools, make sure the handles are painted or, you know, ergonomically correct, but they're in pretty colors. These are moms that prefer Apple computers for no other reason that but they're beautiful. I mean, they come in nice colors as opposed to PCs, which, you know, tend to be gray. Beauty for its own sweet sake. You can actually give these ladies art, and they don't care if they have to dust it. If they enjoy it, it's worth having. If she's got Sun in Libra and Venus in Scorpio, these are the chess games, card games, anything that stimulates them intellectually. What's the new puzzle thing? Rage Sudoku, and any kind of riddles, the books of riddles or something, or taking her to a play where it's like a mystery theater, something where, okay, you've got the experience, she's got the memory, but she got to use her brain. You can give tasks to be done to these moms, something that they have to master, something that they have to do, and that can include 5,000-piece puzzles or building ships and bottles. It can also include, tiles that they want to put together to put in, you know, build their own bathroom or kitchen counters or whatever. You can buy them the tiles, and they'll be so happy with this, especially if they get to, you know, figure out, okay, how exactly do I want this design to go? They like figuring stuff out as well as having it beautiful. If they have the Sun in Libra and Venus in Sagittarius, oh, if you haven't already got them tickets to their, season, either season performance, following around their favorite musical artist or dancers or sports team, then don't wait. Go ahead and get them the tickets now, particularly if it's something they can get. I don't want to say, it's not, I guess it's sort of an adrenaline rush, something exciting, which you can get, or these moms certainly can get from watching, again, beautiful dancers or musicians, something that they follow, something they enjoy, or the baseball game, or in that case, if they golf, which has never given me personally an adrenaline rush, but it's a nice, pleasant time to be had by all. Oh, goodness. They want experiences more so than the other Sun in Libras that have to do with things that are foreign to them or foreign to how they were raised, things that take them to new worlds. Again, it has to be in pretty surroundings. It has to be, if they decide they want to take up playing pool for some reason or billiards, you know, they don't take them to, you know, your local parlor that is a little questionable with the parking lot all chipped up, you know. Take them someplace where it's nice, where there's no smoking going on and people are quietly respectable as they're playing the game. They enjoy the new experience, but they still want to be surrounded by things that are attractive, things that are pleasant, things that are balanced. That's very important with these folks with colors and whatnot. They have to have a sense of balance in there. Okay, if your mom was born with Sun in Scorpio, now, when I'm saying Sun in Scorpio, I'm talking from November 16th to December 15th, November 16th to December 15th in most years. From the book again, Gift Giving by the Stars, puzzles and contests of all kinds sing to their soul. If it reveals something about human nature or the interwoven complexities of life itself, oh boy, an object that has a memory attached or a special meaning is guaranteed to please. More sentimental than most people would guess, something that shows you genuinely care goes straight to their hearts. Most of these folk have a delightful sense of satire and enjoy poking fun at sacred cows. Now, that last sentence there is what most of you know. It seems so obvious when you know these Suns and Scorpios. They really... they do. I have seen some things that I'm just like, ah! Because I tend to be conservative, like, don't do that. You know, I'm waiting for like this lightning bolt to come out of the sky or something, because they really do enjoy poking fun at sacred cows and they have a good time with it. And because of that, people never see how truly sentimental they are. I saw a uncle of mine once who is kind of known as the family, curmudgeon, I guess. That's a polite way to put it. Yeah, that's about as polite as you can get about him. But at any rate, go to pieces when he was given this framed picture that was taken. It had, everyone thought it was lost, of course, of his father and his self when he was a little boy, and his father just got back from World War II. And you saw the joy on his face, and the tears just came spilling out, and he was so happy to have his picture. Very sentimental, because he remembered everything about that day. It was just the picture. It was all the memories attached to that picture. And if your mom has Sun in Scorpio, she is extremely sentimental. She doesn't, a lot of people don't see that about her. They hold that close, but they do remember. So the other thing, of course, is the puzzles and contests. And it cracks me up because so many Sun and Scorpios will say, oh, I don't like those. I don't care about those. But all they ever do is read mysteries. Well, that's a puzzle or contest. Even though they're not playing it, they might enjoy watching it, or they take their dog to enter contests. I think it's more they don't want to admit that, yes, you know that about them. Anyway, if they have Sun in Scorpio and they also have Venus in Virgo, if it can stir up an emotion, but it's practical, you've struck gold. So this goes back to old-fashioned ways of making popcorn, or an old-fashioned popcorn bowl, or a popcorn bowl that's got like everybody's handprints on it or something, something that reminds them of the past, of, you when you were a child, or of their grandchildren, but it's also practical. They can use it. They've got these purses now that, of course, you can silk screen people's pictures on it. This is perfect for them, absolutely perfect. They can use this thing, but it strikes an emotional chord with them. It's got some sentimental value. Self-reliance is important for these people. So if you've got, your mom's getting older there, and she's got Venus in Virgo, but her son's in Scorpio, get her not a step stool she's going to trip over in the kitchen, but something so she can reach, or again, one of those something she can open up jars. I don't care how expensive it is, as long as she doesn't have to ask somebody to help her, that's going to make her very happy. Self-reliance is extremely important for these people. If she has Venus in Libra but Sun in Scorpio, you were back to art, music, and words that stimulate the mind and heart. They do like things that are prettier. All of people who have Sun and Scorpio tend to like little secret boxes or secret compartments or things like that, phony books that they can put in the shelf and hide their keys or money in, or same thing, phony rocks outside that could hide the anything from plumbing works or whatever you got to hide out there in the yard. Or something you can put, a key in. But again, something not so terribly obvious. It really must be good. It can't look like a fake rock. If they have Venus in Libra, it can be more attractive or more artsy, but you really got to stop and think with these people. Are they the graffiti type? do they like kind of odd art, kind of pop art, kind of art that you would not expect from somebody's mother? Or are they going for the classic styles? And that you would have to know. Of course, you know your mom, so you know which one it is yourself. If it's Sun in Scorpio and Venus in Scorpio, deciphering is taken to a new level. They probably they're probably not only great mystery readers, but enter contests, whodunit contests, or go to mystery theaters so they can figure out who done it, brain teasers, secret codes, anything like that they absolutely enjoy. So card games are also bridge, anything where they can kind of figure out, okay, who's got what in whose hand. And, it keeps your brain going. It does. They're fun to give to because there's an intensity there. They really, if they like it, and it has to do with history or biography, any type of intrigue. If you're going to give them tickets to anything, musical performances, make sure they're sitting on the side. They can see the musician's hands perform. So if it's a pianist, the left side of the audience, so they can see the hands, wherever that is. They love to figure stuff out. They love to see how things are done behind the scene. Take them to a restaurant where they can see the chef cooking the meal. To them, it's a form of deciphering. It helps them figure out how things are done. Oh, that's how they make that pie pastry. That's how they do that. And they love that. Sun in Scorpio with Venus in Sagittarius, They're a funny bunch. They're absolutely funny bunch. If something strikes people, these are the people who get those cards that are just, they're outrageously tacky or sacrilegious, and they save them for years because they're just funny. They don't take it personal. They see it as a, well, as a joke, as it's supposed to be seen. They do have a refreshing interest in new cultures. These are the moms that are out there going on cruises, you know, to new places. You know, they're heading off not on the regular travel cruises, but cruises to places that, you know, most people stop going to after their 30s when they have to start thinking about, gee, I got a mortgage to pay. They're out there saying, okay, now I got the time, and I'm going. So you may want to take them to either new restaurants, new places, or, you know, scrape up enough bucks between you and your siblings and send them someplace new and special. Send them someplace different. If they don't participate in a sport, they probably watch several, so that gives you tickets to give them. But you know what? It's your mom, and she'd really, you know, it's nice to hang out with the girls, but she wants you to come along. So don't forget that. You know, when I say give tickets, it's nice, you know, for her and your dad to go somewhere. But, you know, she's your mom. She wants you to spend time with her. And that's the secret with giving gifts to most people anyway. It is their time, your time that means as much to them as anything else. Sun and Scorpio, especially with your mom. I'm pushing this for Mother's Day big time. Sun and Scorpio, Venus and Capricorn. You can get things on a deal here. They really don't mind. They don't want to waste money. They don't waste money. Anybody's got Venus and Capricorn in any sign does not waste money. They don't want you to waste money either. But they do appreciate quality or something that looks like quality. Okay, that's the big ticket here. They're stylish, and they are concerned with things that look good, things that feel good. But again, if the piece has a history to it, that's going to mean something. That's going to mean a lot. Or if it's a conversation piece, and they can say, oh, my daughter got me that, or oh, my son got me that. Oh, it came all the way from here. They picked it up on a trip. That's going to carry some weight with them. It's going to mean something. If your mom was born with your son in Sagittarius, and this is usually from December 15th to January 14th. That's December 15th to January 14th. I'm reading again from the book, Gift Giving by the Stars. Interesting group to give to. Inevitably, they always prefer an experience to a thing. A thing that makes them laugh is worth its weight in gold. Does it tickle, inspire, or expand the senses? If you can use the word adventure while describing the gift, you did good. Things that help them improve, adapt, or change in the direction they feel the wind blowing across their cheeks will bring a smile. Push come to shove, a gift that allows them to live in the moment vicariously counts as a goal. So that means if they have been wanting, I don't know, to get some sort of HBO on-demand thing, or if they've been wanting to get whatever that is on cable that allows you to see all the local football games, because it's just, you know, they can't get out to it anymore, then go ahead and pay for that. They're happy to do that if you can't actually bring them there. If you're confused, if you've just turned in and you're confused as to why I'm saying Sagittarius is from December 15th to January 14th, it's because this is a sidereal astrology show, and we go by the constellations, not the seasons. And all I ask is you try it out, and you will be amazed. But again, if your mom is a sun in Sagittarius, sidereally, which means December 15th to January 14th, and she has her Venus in Libra, we are back to not only the sport, but the art and design of a sport or a culture is interesting to them. It just absolutely fascinates them. You can take them, you know, to a foreign restaurant or something, or a restaurant that was foreign to how they were raised. It's funny when you say foreign. People are like, well, you know, that's common around here. But if she wasn't raised like that, to her, it is foreign. It is different. And she will notice the fabrics, what's on the windows, what people are wearing, what's the texture of things. She'll notice the style of art. And either consciously or subconsciously, she'll know the difference if she's eating in a North Indian restaurant or a South Indian restaurant, because she will subconsciously, if nothing else, pick up, oh, there's style differences here, and she'll enjoy it. That's always nice. You can actually take her on a spree of let's go compare this, this, and this all within a certain culture. Let's compare the North with the South, the East with the West within this culture. And she'll have a lot of fun with that. Tickets are good with this group. Again, they're very social. They want to get out there. They want to see something. And it has to be interesting design to them, not necessarily to you. So know your mom. Know what she thinks is an interesting design. And, you know, it may not be your cup of tea, but let's face it, it's Mother's Day, so we're giving her a cup of tea. Brainy gifts are welcome with this group. They're smart people. If they were born with Sun in Sagittarius, but they have Venus in Scorpio, we're back to contests. And it can be wit, it can be skill, or plain dumb luck. They don't care as long as there's winners or losers. So anything that allows them, again, to go play games, be social. It's not a good idea, though, if you give them, let's say you give your mom a croquet set. You know, she's been wanting a croquet set. But then you never come over and play with her, or there's no reason to, you know, have her friends come over and play. This is Mother's Day. Make it a big deal. Play, you know, do things to include her, include yourself into activities with her, or set up things where, okay, I know she's got her friends over for whatever it is, for bunco night or something. I'm going to give them something, give her something she can use during that time. If you give her golf clubs, or, you know, make sure she's got lessons to go along with it. It's easy if you think about it just one step beyond, you know, what it is. You give somebody something. It's silly. Somebody will give you, or certain moms, you know, it's like, okay, they're back into making martinis now, right? So you give them things to go along with that, but then they just sit there because they really don't have people over to the house. So, and you don't drink martinis, so what good is that? Think about things that you can share time, because, you know, again, I keep saying it, but it is your mom. And I certainly don't want anyone to feel guilty here because they're not spending time, or, you know, they live four or five states away or whatever. But that's what your mom wants most. So if nothing else, you know, call her up and see how it went. You know, gee, Mom, I sent you tickets down there so you and Dad could go do that. How'd it go? You know, do a follow-up thing. Find out. But anyway, we're talking about the Venus and Scorpio moms here with Sun and Sagittarius. And they anything with gear or clothing with hidden pockets, security locks or passwords, secret compartments, they love this. It's fun. If you want to get her a jewelry chest that's got all these different ways to open up the jewelry, where some people that would frustrate thinking, why can't I just open up the lid and get to it? This is the type of gift they like, those puzzle boxes, the things that you've got to, you know, go through steps 2, 3, or 4, or figure out something, how to unlock things. And again, you're giving this gift to make somebody happy. Okay, if they have Sun in Sagittarius and Venus in Sagittarius, anything foreign times 3 for what they were raised with. Variety is the spice of life, means everything to them. So if you give them, you know, tickets to go to a restaurant, what is it called, gift cards to go to a restaurant, don't give it to the same restaurant every year. Give them something different, and they will enjoy this. Give them things where they get a choice to do different things. If they are into motorcycles, and a lot of moms and dads are into that now, grandparents that never would have ridden a motorcycle when you were growing up, these are people that would like what's called poker runs, where it's usually for a charity, and they go from the place to place to place. They pick up cards every single place they go, and whoever at the end has the best hand. And I just mentioned this, which may sound outrageous, but I've just, I guess in my travels, seen more and more of it. Variety means a lot to them, meeting new people, seeing new things, doing new things. So don't be surprised when, you know, especially they get past 60 and they start thinking or start telling you, well, I'm going off to do this. And you're like, Mom, no, not my mom. Of course your mom. She's always been interested in things that were new. And when you were growing up, you were surrounded by things that were constantly new and innovative. You just didn't realize it because to you that was normal. Sun in Sagittarius, Venus in Capricorn. The gift has to show respect, which is different than showing that you love them. So it does have to be quality in some way, and it also has to say that you know they can handle it. Now, you know, there's no point being silly and getting, you know, your mom's 102 pounds. Don't get her this Goliath of a riding lawnmower that, you know, takes, you know, a 14-year-old or 17-year-old male in his prime to get started with a ripcord. I guess riding lawnmowers don't need that. Bad analogy. But anyway, something like that. You don't, but show, give her something where you, it says, Mom, I know you can handle this. And again, you don't have to be silly about it, but don't be afraid. Like if she's been wanting to work out, you know, you don't have to give her 1 pound weights. Give her 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and even a graduated set to go up to 15 pound weights because you know eventually she'll work herself up to it. It's important. A little something that's first rate quality as opposed to a lot of something that's second or third rate is going to go really far with this crowd. It's going to mean more to them. And it doesn't matter. It can be a computer bag to a blender, as long as it is practical. And again, they prefer quality more so than other Sagittarians. Sun in Sagittarius, Venus in Aquarius. Think thought machines combined with Tarzan. It doesn't matter if they live in the city, lived in the city all their life. They're all about doing things new, doing things adventurous, and they're smart. But again, this group also needs to know that you respect them, whatever you give them. Know how-to books, unless it's requested. It is the funniest thing in the world. People will give their elderly, particularly their elderly moms, something where they'll say, oh, Mom, this will help you out. And some moms are very much, well, gee, thank you. I appreciate that. It's practical. I've been wanting to do that. And other moms, particularly if they have something in Capricorn or if they have something in Aquarius, and that could be the Sun or the Venus or one of the other ascendants, but we're not talking about those right now, they'll say, oh, you think I need help? And you can just, you know, it's that look a mom can give you. Oh, you think I'm past it? And you don't want to do this. And, you know, it's just, and there's no use complaining, well, gee, Mom, you know, you are 72 years old. That's not the point. You know, the point is if she asks for help, then by golly, be there. If she asks for something that makes her life easier, then by golly, do that too. If you think she needs to change her diet or get some more exercise, keep it to yourself. Do not on Mother's Day give her a book or a lecture that's geared around that. That's no fun for anybody. Okay, she's got Sun in Capricorn, January 14th to February 12th. That's January 14th to February 12th, sidereally. And again, this is reading from the book, Gift Giving by the Stars. Give something that shows you have confidence in their abilities, present and future. Status symbols are gifts that make them feel like you respect them. Name brands are appreciated. So are antiques and any brand that has stood the test of time. That doesn't mean it can't be funny or elicit a laugh. Just don't dumb it down. These folk initiate action, and any gift that encourages action will be seen as terrific. They like practical, but not prodding. So make sure it's an action they want to start, not something on your honey-do list for them. Now, I just mentioned this briefly, finishing up with Sagittarius, with that Venus and Capricorn and Aquarius, even more so with Sun and Capricorn. I don't care if you approve of your mother's diet, lifestyle, or lack thereof, whatever it is. If she wants to start doing something, if she's interested in, you know, starting walking or whatever, by golly, you know, get her the sneakers, get her whatever it is that she wants. But do not, if you want to have a happy Mother's Day, and her too, feel like, you know, you're the parent now and that you should be telling her what to do. That's not why we give gifts. You must have, at some point, this is the woman that raised you, confidence in their abilities about something, present and future, whatever it is that they enjoy doing. you know, add to that. Help them do that. You know, help them be safe by all means if you need to. But, you know, just let them enjoy life. Give, and again, quality means something to these people. Antiques are good, brand names are good, but they had to have stood the test of time. They could care less about a brand name that just showed up 2 years ago. If they have Sun in Capricorn with Venus in Scorpio, the more emotional or social meaning the gift has, the better. These people enjoy things about struggles. These are your dads. Now, dads tend to be stuck on the History Channel anyway. You know, and I keep telling my husband, yes, we won, okay, we won. World War II, we won. But they love books, stories, plays, whatever it is about it that shows some sort of struggle, some sort of task that was hard. And this can be stories about humans, stories about animals, doesn't matter. And then, you know, at the very end, they won. And sometimes they don't win, but, you know, they appreciate the fact of what it takes. Winner or losers are okay. They enjoy knowing, again, because of that Venus and Scorpio, they want to decipher, they want to know the tricks of the trade. So you can always give them things that they may or may not have heard of before that will help them. If they like to bake, give them baking sheets or something like, Mom, you'll never have to spray another pan again, you know, or use wax paper. Put these sheets down. They're Teflon, I think they're Teflon sheets, so they're truly nonstick. You know, find out, if you don't know the tricks of the trade yourself, whatever the hobby they have or whatever they enjoy doing, find it out. They'll actually appreciate a bag of fertilizer that you would never think of buying, but it helps the roses grow better, and all the experts know that, so that's the kind of gift you can give to them. Sun in Capricorn with Venus in Sagittarius, they're all about social studies, essentially. Now, you could be talking museum pieces, or you could be talking about cookbooks from all over the world. They are interested in things that expand the horizon. And again, social context. You know, how did this culture cook this, sew this, display this? What were the customs here? These are fun moms to give to. You can take them, you know, set them up on a series of teas, okay? This is an English tea. This is a Japanese tea. This is on and on and on. And they love finding out the different customs and the different meanings of the customs, giving them a class or, you know, taking them, sharing the time with them to go to a class on the usage of fans. What did in Williamsburg, I'm thinking, of course, of the Jamestown quadcentennial, 400 years, anyway. You know, they're down there now giving classes on how a lady used a fan, what was the language that she used. These moms love that. They see a continuity. They see a culture reflected, and it makes them happy. Wonderful gifts for them, gifts that have to do with experiences that they can share with other people. Sun in Capricorn with Venus in Aquarius. Smart group. Their mind is the favorite playground. So gadgets, they love gadgets. They probably are cutting edge as far as computers and just very techno things. So you know that about your mom, and you can get her something along that. It's okay if she has to spend some time figuring it out. She's not going to feel dumb. She just wants the time to do it. You can show her how to do it, but if she's got instructions, after you've shown her once, then she can figure it out, and that's okay. It makes her feel like she's accomplished something, and she's got this cool and groovy gadget she can show all the girls down at the pool. Okay, Sun in Capricorn with Venus in Pisces. Oh, they're sentimental. They're extremely sentimental. More so other than one of the other moms, she likes the stories with struggles. You know, Venus in Capricorn. Sun in Capricorn, I'm sorry, Venus in Scorpio. That's a whole struggle type of thing. Sun in Capricorn with Venus in Pisces. She wants an uplifting story. She doesn't care if there's struggle, but she wants a Disney ending, okay? She wants a Disney ending. She wants happiness. She wants to know that at the end of the day, everybody's going to be okay. Quality help. Quality is important here, but they're interested in things that help them adapt or coordinate or change. So, again, you can do gadgets with them. There were some of the first moms that had Palm Pilots, some of the first moms that had cell phones, some of the first moms that had whatever these gadgets were, the clapper, lights on, lights off, whatever it is, that helped them just make their day a little bit more exciting, actually, because it's cutting edge, and then they could talk about the technology. if your mom was born with Sun in Aquarius. Now, that's from February 12th to March 14th. Again, reading from the book. It had to be an Aquarian who coined the phrase, style is having what no one else does. The word eclectic just begins to describe their taste. Concerned with personal status, the gift should say you think they are smart, talented, and deserving. Games, puzzles, kits, and books that put their active minds to use are appreciated. They like things to show off, play with, or fool with. Gadgets and tools make their souls sing, particularly if it sets them apart from the crowd. That essentially is your typical Aquarius in the nutshell, and certainly with the gifts that you give them. There's a woman, this was at a church picnic we had last year, and the woman who runs our church bookstore, she is an Aquarian, true and true, and she made this potato salad, this excellent potato salad. I said, wow, it's really good. And she brought this potato salad in this antique rose bowl. Now, my ceramic, you know, rose bowl. Everyone else, of course, has got their Rubbermaid and Tupperware, you know, because you don't want it to fall off the table. You know, you could tell this one beautiful bowl sitting there with potato salad in it belonged to her. And I complimented her on the potato salad. She said, oh, I don't have a recipe. I just put it together the way I think it should. Almost cracked me up. I mean, most of us who enjoy cooking don't have a real recipe we follow. We can tell you what we put in it, and the ingredients are going to change. But it was just the way she said it, and I'm also hoping she's not listening to the show because she'll think I'm making fun of her, and I'm not. It was just perfectly described. So if you have a mom, you know, it was a stereotypical Aquarian response to this potato salad, this great potato salad served in this lovely, lovely ceramic bowl at a picnic. So you already know if this is who your mom is. You already know. If she's got Venus in Sagittarius, they actually, they're okay as far as getting things off the rack. You know, you can buy them clothing off the rack as long as it identifies them with something larger than themselves. So if the money's going to feed starving children somewhere in the world or helping out communities somewhere in the world or for any good cause, and good cause being their idea of a good cause, go ahead and get it for them. Can be a bracelet, can be a hat, can be a full clothing outfit, can be shoes, can be handbags. They like that idea. They like belonging, the sense of belonging to the world at large and helping out the world at large. These are moms that probably already go down and help, you know, read to children or get children to read that came from other countries, you know, might not know the language as well. You want to help them build or stimulate their senses in some sort of way. So, again, we're talking about doing different things with them that I've just thought Habitat for Humanity. You know, it's like, Mom, let's go on a building project for Habitat for Humanity, or let's go help out do something like that. And you're thinking, gee, that's not much of a Mother's Day gift. You know, have my mom come help put in gardens for the community. But for her, it would be because you're right by her side. Helping her build a garden or giving her the tools so she can go help build a garden for her community, for her church, whatever it is. That'll give her a sense of satisfaction along with the gift. Sun in Aquarius with Venus in Capricorn. You really, really have got to be careful here as far as it's got to respect their talents, their hobbies, their contributions. So if by chance she's got any certificates or medals that she hasn't already framed, you can get them framed. Put them in a shadow box. Show them off. This group also likes gag gifts. It's interesting enough. These are the ladies, you know, walking around with the big number one mom things, or boss of the world, or, you know, T-shirts that say the queen, or, you know, the husband saying, you know, she's the boss, whatever's like that, because they have this innate sense that they really are on top of things, and they really do know what's best. And, yeah, if that's your mom, you know, you're like, yeah, that's what I was raised with. And often they do. Okay, practicality should not be sacrificed for style here, though. They'll go for style first. It doesn't matter if the purse is too teeny, as long as it's stylish and it says something about them being part of the larger community, or it's interesting and different. And same thing with shoes. You know, it's like she knows about bunions. Whatever she wants to wear, let her wear it. Again, Sun in Aquarius with Venus in Aquarius. These are extremely bright folk. They do respect elegance in design, art, and application. Their mind is what you're giving to. You're giving to their mind, where affects that sense and excites that part of them more than anything. So it can have words across it, art with words, art for a reason. It's clothing that they can mentally wrap themselves around. You know, is it recycled materials or is the design special in some sort of way? If they can talk about it, that's good. So something that has got a history to it or has got an interesting design fact to it, if you're going to give them a gemstone or something, I would say find out what their Vedic gemstone should be. Just don't give them whatever the birthday month is supposed to be. Hand-hammered artwork or jewelry is going to mean much more to them than anything that you're going to go and just buy off out of a regular jewelry store. And you probably already know that about your mom. Sun in Aquarius with Venus in Pisces, emotions come back in here. They don't want just the mind stimulated, but the heart as well. So this far more emotional crowd. They are romantics. It doesn't matter how old they get. They are romantics. They want to look at a glimpse, you know, of another world to feel like they're part of a larger community, but they're more interested in the love stories of that community or how the families stay together or that kind of thing, not just the struggle of day-to-day life. They are far more emotional, and you'll know that. So any pens, and it never gets hokey or old for them, things that have hearts on them, things that show friendship, things that are symbols of friendship or love, eternal love, those are the things you give to this mom. Venus in Aquarius with, Sun in Aquarius with Venus in Aries. Again, this group, you can get it off the rack. You know, it can look like other mom stuff, but you got to put their initials or something on it. It's got to be personal here, and they're competitive. These are the moms that will sit back and listen to what every other mom has gotten, and then they'll brag to their friends or not about what their kids did for them. And you think, oh, for heaven's sakes, you know, how can they be like this? Because they're competitive. It's what they enjoy. If this is your mom, she probably, if she doesn't play a sport that requires her body moving, it's one that requires her mind moving. Again, they're competitive. They like to get things done faster, quicker, more things to it. So give her games that go along with that. Don't make this mom wait. You know, with some of the other moms, if you buy them tickets for something that they won't be doing for a while, that's wonderful. But this mom, don't make her wait. You know, do not make her wait. Give it to her right then or she can have it the following week. And the last one here, Sun in Pisces. Now, when I say Sun in Pisces, I'm talking from March 14th to April 13th. And again, reading from the book, if the Sun is in Pisces, sugar and spice and everything nice, sort of. Both the male and female Pisces responds on an emotional level. Gifts that touch a memory or make them feel cozy, comfortable, loved, or happy are good choices. Highly tuned senses here. If it smells, sounds, feels, looks, tastes good, or allows them to create that experience, bravo. Pardon me, got a little pollen thing going on here. Color, style, and design are noticed. If it helps them adapt, improve, accommodate, or be versatile, they will be aware of the intention with which it was given. So again, this is a mom. You can give her things that help her, you know, as she gets older, help her in her years. And if she knows that you gave that because you really want to help her, not because you think she's becoming this doddering old lady, she'll know that and she'll appreciate it. Now, she might not use it, but she'll appreciate it. If you give these moms, like, special face soaps or face creams, they will know. If you're giving that to them because you want them to have a certain quality and you think that they deserve that quality, even though they won't spend the money on themselves? Or do you think they're looking old? Do you think, well, gee, they're too cheap to buy it? You know, again, and they will subtly feel the intention. So ask yourself before you pick up that gift, you know, why are you giving that to them? And if it's for the most loving reason, give them that gift. If not, find something else to give them because they're going to know it. And they've always known it. These are very psychic moms. Okay. If they've got Venus and Capricorn, again, the Sun and Pisces, they do like the classics. They like tested designs, so know that. And they're practical. They don't mind how-to books, lessons and tools, things like that. You can do that. Again, we're looking at quality, though. If they're Sun and Pisces and they have Venus and Aquarius, it's a very different mom here. This is a mom. She's sentimental, and she's very sweet, and she's all that other stuff. She likes cozy. She likes comfortable, but she wants avant-garde and très chic. It's interesting. The clothing that you would give as Sun and Pisces with Venus and Capricorn would be these very classic Julie Andrews styles or even 1940s style, something, you know, very, very tried and true, looks good for her shape. If it had she was Sun and Pisces with Venus and Aquarius, you're giving her stuff, you know, all these goddess dresses or these sweeping designs, these long scarves, flowing sleeves that aren't particularly practical but very beautiful. Both of them would be wearing the same colors, but the styles would be different, very different. If it was Sun and Pisces with Venus and Pisces, man, they love their crafts. They want gifts that expand their possibilities and stimulate their senses. And crafts can cover, when I say crafts, I'm talking about in the American art craft movement kind of sense, where it can be anything that creates something, where they take it from start and go to finish, or they take it from the middle and finish it off. And they love seeing that kind of artwork produced. They love doing it themselves. And it can be cooking. That's a whole different craft arena of itself, depending on what time of day they were born. Changing images are a bonus here. They truly love things that are serene, that are beautiful, that reflect. They love the original lava lamps. I laugh when I think about it, but they also like fish tanks, things that are changing back and forth, even though there is a gentle sameness to it. Whirligigs are good for some of these moms. Waterfalls, things of fountains, that kind of thing, because it changes. But it supplies a sereneness to it. If it's Sun in Pisces with Venus in Aries, the only description for the gift, if it fits a romance with a struggle between good and bad, you got it. You absolutely got it. Some of these ladies will actually like professional wrestling, you know, because it does stimulate a lot of different senses. It is an arena of fantasy, and they know this. And then you have the good wrestler and the bad wrestler. Art songs, you know, musicals. They love musicals. I've never met someone with this combination that didn't. And they also, you know, they like sports that, again, if they feel like there's a struggle between the good team and the bad team. You know, like they love their team. Bah, yeah, yeah. And when we play this other team, we don't like, which is always funny when you see in this age group. Well, I think it is, but there you go. Sun in Pisces with Venus in Taurus. They want more functional. They want it beautiful, but they want functional also. They don't like imitation in any way, shape, or form. They prefer a little of the good stuff more than a whole bunch of the other. These are women that if they shop at one of the big stores like Costco or something, which may be a little overwhelming for them, if they shop that, they're going to hone in on, you know, they don't want to buy the cheapest, you know, 55-gallon drum of dish cleaner kind of thing. They will buy what they like and only what they like. They don't care if they have to buy more of it, but they're going to buy the quality that they want. So think more quality with this growl. All right, well, our time is up here today. I hope I have helped you pick out a gift for your mom or the woman in your life coming up for this week. And again, you can always go to searchbythestars.com and put in anybody's birth date, and you will get a description. You'll get their sun, and you'll get their Venus. So you'll get a free description of what they like. You can buy the book, Gift Giving by the Stars, at searchbythestars.com, amazon.com, or ask your favorite bookstore to get it in there. And it's slowly moving across the nation in libraries. Thanks so much. Until next week, this is Deb's the Horoscopes Lady. Bye now.